My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. One of my favorite Beach Boys songs ever.
It makes you want to just jump online and go look at websites.
Robert Valencia, the master of the music rejoiner. Great choice, Robert. Beautiful.
He's shrugging his shoulders like, eh.
Yeah, it's like,
eh, it's all right.
It's a generational thing.
Maybe.
All right, before we went to break, we were talking to Dee, who is a consultant who wants to do some pretty high-tech stuff and wants to know how to do it. Is that correct, Dee?
That's it.
You want to look like the most ridiculously high-tech person that your clients deal with, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So essentially what you're doing is you're sitting down with a client, and instead of doing the old school where you have a document that they sign, mm-hmm. and then you take the document and file it and do whatever,
right?
You want this cool thing where you say, sign here! Mm-hmm. And they're signing something that looks like a document, but it's actually on your computer or on a palm top or something like that.
Right.
And then you've captured it.
Right.
And then what is it that you want to do after all of that occurs? Because that's going to really determine where I go with my suggestions.
I want to save it back to my computer.
Okay.
Because I file everything electronically.
Okay, so you're not trying to modify this thing afterwards. You just want to save it electronically.
Right. Now, I do have to have the Word in the native format.
So this has to go back into a Word document when you're done?
Correct.
Okay. I just did a quick search at Google for mm-hmm. signature capture, those two words,
mm-hmm.
and the first link that comes up that's not one of the advertisements
mm-hmm.
is to a company who sells both software and hardware necessary to do something that they call signature capture, and it can be embedded in Microsoft Word, Excel, and Adobe PDF documents.
Okay.
That's the free version, and then they have a nicer package that is for embedding into every other thing on the planet.
But before we go on, Dee, because I really want to understand, because this kind of sounds like the traditional taking something simple and making it very complicated and expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to electronically file, you want this as a permanent electronic record.
Right.
Okay, but instead of doing what the rest of the world does, which is use paper, have the customer sign, and then scan the document in,
mm-hmm.
which would be the same thing,
mm-hmm.
you want to spend more money and add complication to do what different?
Well, the reason it has to stay in a Word document is the company that actually does my billing
uh-huh.
captures the verbiage from the timesheet to put on an invoice.
I guess I don't understand all the uh-huh. parts, but okay, you need it to, you're somebody's doing something with that document after the fact.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, because the thing that scares me as a potential client of something like that,
mm-hmm.
that means the document can be modified after I signed it.
Well, and the other thing, if I'm just thinking off the top of my head, if I'm a customer, you're asking me mm-hmm. to sign something on a signature pad, even though I do it all the time at Walmart or wherever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do I do with it?
Well, right. Yeah, what are you doing with my signature? And how often can you reproduce it on what documents where? You know what I mean? It's that
right.
There's a concern there that I'm going to have if I'm a customer that's not technical related at all, but it's just
sure.
a concern. So.
Sure, you know, and it does require a level of integrity and
sure.
and the relationship that you have with your customer.
Well, but beyond that, mm-hmm. what if somebody steals your laptop?
They can't use it.
What do you mean they can't use it?
Well, I've got keys and stuff like that on it.
Oh, you don't think You don't think I could get to that stuff?
Well, you probably could.
Well, you don't think the people that steal this stuff for information couldn't
okay.
get to it?
Okay.
I'm just saying, you just need to think of all these things and maybe mm-hmm. from a multiple levels of security standpoint, make sure and make a big deal out of that the key that the documents are encrypted and that the keys
okay.
are, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, you know, the privacy concern that everybody has with electronic, especially something this powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, having somebody's signature electronically, I mean, think about what that means.
Right.
When I did that signature capture search at Google, the links that came up, each one of them says that it's encrypted and it's,
yeah.
you know, there's products made for doing this out there, so rather
right.
than try to invent a wheel,
mm-hmm.
I'd go buy somebody else's wheel.
Okay.
And it's all out there, just Google search
well,
and go crazy.
Don't you want to go out and get one of them cool tablet PCs? It looks like a notebook that flips around and it's like convertible and you're like, look how cool I am?
No.
No?
No, that's too much. I've already got a laptop I'm carrying.
Okay.
You know?
Well, you can either go with, use your laptop and get what's called a signature capture pad that would plug in through a USB port.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get something that's suited for a pocket PC or a another
Palm
kind of PDA,
or, yeah.
Palm or something.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends. But if you just go hunting around, you're going to find all kinds of things. Google, again, is still the best invention ever.
Actually, Palm won't work because she needs to keep it in Microsoft Word format. So I guess you got to stick to the Windows-based handhelds.
You'd probably be best sticking with using that notebook and a capture pad.
Yaman. Okay.
And going that route, because that's going to be simple.
Dee, do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Since you're probably the only one that in the entire listening audience that has a need for this, I want you to report back to us with so that way we get real value out of this.
We'll do.
Tell us if we're the smartest guys ever or if we made up a good answer at least.
Oh, you guys always are the smartest guys ever.
Actually, I just wanted to hear if she was successful in her attempts to get all this to work.
Absolutely.
All right, Dee.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ain't technology great? We can take something so simple as signing a document and turn it into a $14,000 process.
Hey, man, though, but when you go to Walmart now.
I know.
That's how they do it. It's going that way.
I totally understand why Dee needs it because of the interface with what happens after the document. I'm just, wow.
There's actually I was looking into that for our point of sale systems in our stores.
Yeah.
Getting a signature capture pad because we have people sign credit card receipts can be done.
It's all out there, folks. Google.com is your friend.
Google can be your friend.
No, it is your friend.
There's another half hour left. That's 30 minutes of great Computer Corner action coming up right after this break. So stick around. We got more of your calls and questions and a free line open if you want to jump on board now. 602-277-5827. And don't forget, join us online, datadoctors.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. We're going to talk about some things there right after the break.